Do you ever hear the word cracker used?
No.
You have any conception of what somebody would mean if you use that?
Yeah. A poor white farmer.
I see. Well, say somebody, you know, sometimes people come into town where I'm from, it's usually on the weekends, you know, from way back out where, you know.
All right.
Usually pretty conspicuous.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people tease them, you know, call them anything in particular?
I've never heard them being teased.
Have you ever heard any term at all, or do you know of any? Well, so-and-so, he's just an old...
An old hick, maybe. But, well, I've never heard anyone that's happened to.
Yeah. Do people ever say, Hoosier? You know, country Hoosier?
No.
We haven't heard that. Or say, a child is born to racially mixed parents. Have you ever heard any terms for a child like that?
It'd be a mulatto, maybe a high yellow.
Mm-hmm. Or any terms for, say, if I were working, or maybe a lower class white man, what might he call the man that he works for? Say if he were a laborer, the man that he works for, he might call him his...
His boss. He wouldn't really call him his employer. His boss was boss man.
Mm-hmm. Would a black's term be any different?
I wouldn't think so. I think it'd be the black would probably refer to him as just say boss. The white man would either say Mr. So and so is his last name, or just call him, say, Mr. Otto,
mm-hmm.
using his first name.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard blacks use captain there? Captain so and so?
Mm-hmm.
Person he works for?
Mm-hmm. I've heard a few old people use captain.
Mm-hmm. Say, Poda. Have you ever heard that used to describe a person? So Podunk, or he's from Podunk?
Mm-hmm. Usually he's from Podunk. Podunk, you, or that sort of thing. That's what we used to call high school.
D plus ultra boonyism or whatever. Well, say this expression, if it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite, but it's...
Just about.
Anything else that you might say there? It's just about, or it's...
It's almost.
Or say if you're trying to walk on ice over ground, something like that, you might say, well, that ice was hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but I fell down 2 or 3 times.
I almost.
Or say if somebody is waiting on you to get ready so that you can go somewhere. He might call out to you, something like, well, aren't you ready yet? He might say, well, just hold your horses, I'll be with you.
Just a minute.
Or if you want to know the distance, say, that's involved in traveling to a particular place, you might ask somebody, well, how
far is...
Or if you're trying to point out something in the room to me, I'm just looking all around, you know, I just can't see it. It's in plain sight. You might say, well...
There it is.
Or maybe...
It's over there, or it's right there.
Or look here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look here.
Have you ever heard people use that expression if they were provoked with somebody? You know, maybe a young child. They might say, well, look here.
Yeah, I've heard them use it as...